What's up, guys? This is Justin the Highlight Gaethje, and you're about to get KO'd by Knockout Radio.
Or get your lunch paid. Right?
That's a great liner.
All right, so I'm watching this morning the Four Letter Network.
Okay.
And we're going to talk a little bit of football for a second. We will broadcast. Not only will we broadcast the Wednesday show down at the Super Bowl on Radio Row, we're waiting for confirmation as to a location, a booth, all that kind of stuff. And once we get that, we're going to add other days. We may broadcast the whole week down there.
Oh, boy.
2 hours a day, every day, is what we're looking at.
I'm excited.
So looking forward to that this year, last season, but this year. You know, we had Deontay Wilder on. We had Diamond Dallas Page on. Almost had Gladys Knight on.
Herschel Walker?
He walked by. We didn't have him on.
Yeah, but he was there.
Oh, no.
It's star-studded.
All right. But this is what we're going to decide if you're going to continue with Knockout Radio. Right. Because if you tool out at the Super Bowl Radio Row, then you're going to go back to being naked on the beach.
Should we go see your guy that got split ends, McFrere, and bring a colorful mohawk down to Miami?
You can do that. You won't be going with me or have media row.
Should I break the mohawk out for the Super Bowl?
No.
It's a special event.
No.
I would do it for my wedding.
You're not going now. So you just made the decision easy. So we're going to move on to the next choice as to who will go down there and broadcast and be involved in this program. So it's all good.
All right. No mohawk.
All right. So I'm watching the Four Letter Network, and they say, and this pissed me off.
Uh-oh.
This is the year of the black quarterback.
Oh. Did they really?
Yeah.
Was it Stephen A?
It was, I don't know, Goldberg, Greenberg. Oh, Greenberg.
Okay.
And all the other knuckleheads. So then they bring on Doug Williams, and they said the original black quarterback, and he kind of got offended by it, I believe.
Really?
And then he kind of said, we don't need those tags, which I agree. But well, they're calling it the year of the black quarterback.
He was the first African-American quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
So, you know, we've talked about this before. Somebody came up to him that Super Bowl and asked him if he was the first. How long have you been a black quarterback? That's what it was. That's what they asked him. Somebody asked him that. How long have you been a black quarterback?
Like all the time. This is the first snap.
It bothers me, and I know that there's people like, well, you know, that's how. No, they're quarterbacks.
You went to Grambling, right?
Yeah.
And you play for the Bucks after Redskins?
Yeah.
I know some Doug Williams history.
You really don't. But
no, he's awesome.
I held a big board up for you, and you read it right off the board.
I'm a fan of, like, the first black quarterback.
You're a fan of everything. So,
but, yeah, I think in today's political era, like you can't, you shouldn't identify people by their race or their
right
creed or their
and I hate it, and I truly hate it. I truly do. I dislike it.
But then again, the MMA guys, they're proud to wear their flag on their back. They want to be known as the Irish fighter or the Polish fighter, or you know, they take so much pride in their heritage and their country and their nationality.
But that's why, you know, and as much as I'm okay with the nationality and stuff, you know, your country, I mean, I get that. But, you know, that's why we're going to always continue to have the issues that we have if there's black quarterbacks and white quarterbacks.
Right. It's just a position. It's a job title.
There's a black MMA fighter and a white MMA fighter.
Right.
And I just don't like it. You know, other people do. You know, other people support because they are black or they are white. To me, that's ridiculous.
Sure.
You know, but on the same line, I'll root for an American fighter or in the Olympics, I'll root for an American over another country.
Right. Of course.
But here's where that doesn't come into play. Okay. Usman was born in another country.
Nigeria.
And I did want him to win.
You did want him to win.
I did want him to
win. Yeah, because that's your boy.
That's, you know.
It's your boy. And I remember being at 223 in Brooklyn with you and Usman, and he told you he was going to be champion. And he was so convicted that he believed so heavily that he was going to be the true.
No, it was Connor who got convicted.
Connor got convicted, but Usman was convinced and convicted that he was going to be champion. And he told you, and I believed him. Like, standing in the lobby, in the floor, I remember, like, where I was at that moment when I heard him say, I will be champion.
You know, at the press conference, Usman, you know, made some comments and, you know, you don't have to, you know, go that route to be the champion. You know, you can be polite. You can be professional. You can, and you can. The only difference is, the only problem is, the other way, people are going to pay more money because they want to watch you either win or lose.
Well, you can, and you get traded to one, like Demetrius Johnson.
Yeah, well,
because you can be the greatest champion of all champions, and if you don't sell tickets, and if you're
they
not
still say
flashy,
the UFC got the better deal
because they got Ben Askren.
Yeah, and three fights that people cared about,
and everybody wants to follow in to see what he's doing next.
Speaking of Ben Askren, I collect on my free on my bet on my dinner.
You did
on no on Sunday. Oh, okay. We're going on Sunday.
Nice.
We couldn't do it yesterday because the Buccaneers play on Saturday, not Sunday.
Right.
So they didn't get off yesterday. So, yeah, I get my...
So I know there's no gambling in baseball, but are the NFL guys allowed to wager dinners on MMA fights?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's a former player anyway, so yeah. So it's all right.
Doesn't matter.
You know, speaking of that, obviously the Raiders right around the corner. The Pro Bowl was announced.
Yes.
Did you see who Buccaneer-wise?
Mike Evans, Shaq Barrett. There's someone
and
else.
Chris Godwin.
Chris Godwin, yeah.
Now, my question is, and you would think I would know, but Evans won't be able to play.
Right, because he's hurt. He's out for the year.
But he's out for the year. Right. Now, what happens if mysteriously, you know, he's better?
Yeah, I mean, the Pro Bowl, isn't that after the
yeah,
playoffs
it's
anyway?
Yeah, so, no, it's yeah. I mean, the Pro Bowl's a joke.
It's just a celebratory.
I don't think anybody even wants to go anymore. When it was in Hawaii, it was different.
Right.
Because you got that free trip to Hawaii.
Now it's Orlando.
Yeah,
you got to drive on
I-4.
Right.
Exactly.
You got to sit in traffic for 3 hours.
You know, if you're one of those three, you know, Shaq, Evans, or Godwin, you drive back and forth every day. You don't even stay there.
Right.
You know, you pull the, who's the quarterback with the Chargers? Rivers.
The white one?
Yeah, the white quarterback. You pull the Rivers driving back and forth, San Diego to Oakland, you know, every day. I'm not even going to go to the
Rivers run. Does that. He has like
I
a
just
bus.
Said it.
I know, but they watch all their films so he doesn't have to stay. And
it's
pretty smart.
The other quarterback, they ride in the RV and they do their film studies. And it's going to be a long commute, though.
Speaking of California football, did you see your boy Chucky apologizing to the fans and the city of Oakland for their debacle in Oakland with the Raiders and their farewell?
No.
I thought he was going to cry.
No.
Not bad for the guy.
I can't wait till he gets to Vegas.
He's been sandbagging this for that Vegas.
The last 2 years.
Right.
And it's not sandbagging. What he's been doing is he's been setting the team up for success in Las Vegas.
To get the best draft
the
picks.
Better trades. The better to set up to sell those seat things in Vegas. They're going to be staying, from what I understand, the Raiders will be staying at Mandalay Bay.
Really?
Yeah. You know, on Saturday, you know, they always stay in the hotel and stuff. And so many, I want to see what they're going to do to parking. You already have to pay to park.
Uh-huh.
Are they going to jack it up on Sundays? Because now there really is no parking. They're going to run buses from the casinos to the stadium.
Hmm.
So are they going to jack it up? And will my veteran rewards card still enable me to park on Sundays?
So many questions. But I think they're gonna kill it in Las Vegas.
I think it's gonna be awesome.
I think it's gonna be.
It'll be sold out. There will not be a seat available at any NFL football game in Vegas.
Yeah,
period.
For sure, no question.
Because, and you're gonna probably have more away fans than home fans, because the away fans. Look at all the Buccaneer fans that just went to Detroit. You know, that went to London.
And
you don't
think
they're going to Vegas?
I saw in the Bucks, was it the What the Buck or the fan clubs? You know, they were talking about how the Buck players didn't come over and wave and acknowledge that these Buck fans travel from Tampa to Detroit to support them to always be, you know, have their back, win or lose, and then the players don't come over and like acknowledge that and like show their love and appreciation. You have a problem with that?
What side do you want me to take?
Take the side of the player.
Who cares? They're there to do a game. They're there to work. All right? You told me to take their side.
Sure.
You know, they're not necessarily thinking about fans. I've asked players, just like we've asked fighters, do you hear the crowd? Do you hear the fans? Some say yes, some say no.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm sure they're aware, but they just got through playing. They're tired. Now, the flip side, what's it going to take to just walk over there? I don't know where that location was.
Sure.
Was it away from, not that this matters, but was it towards them headed to their locker room? Or was it away from headed to their locker room?
I would assume it's away from the locker room. Because I think every pro athlete going into their locker room in the tunnel acknowledges their
fans.
You would hope. Mostly. Usually.
I will address it. How about that? I will address it with some players, some guys I'm tight with, when I get back in the locker room. Before we hit this break, do you know it was a year ago today that we did the offensive line pizza challenge?
Offensive line or offensive?
It was both. I tasted some of the pizza. Some of that pizza was offensive. And what's funny is some of the guys have been practicing.
Sure.
They've done research.
Yeah.
Because they want to win it this year.
They got recipes. They're coming back. They're coming prepared. Game day prepared.
We do need to set that up because the guys have talked about it. So, you know, we're running out of time. There's only 2 weeks left of the season.
We could borrow the white guy quarterback van and do some study film recipe game day preparations.
All good. All right, break time. When we come back, we're going to jump into the BKFC official segment. We'll reach out to Hector Lombard. Very impressive last Thursday. Will he be the same in February in Miami at the Miami Beach Convention Center? Tickets go on sale. Be there, be square. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? You're listening to Knockout Radio. This is the Russian Hammer. Choo-choo, motherfuckers.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Monster Jam! This is power! This is precision! This is passion! This is Monster Jam! See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Who's gonna win Outback Bowl 2020? The SEC's outstanding Auburn Tigers with dynamic head coach Gus Malzahn. Or the Big Ten's powerful Minnesota Golden Gophers with aggressive coach PJ Fleck. Do not miss the first time matchup of these highly ranked teams. Big Ten versus SEC. This is gonna be great. Be there, Raymond James Stadium, New Year's Day. Ticketmaster, killer gift idea.
Jurassic World Live Tour. 65 million years in the making. Jurassic World dinosaurs come to life in an epic adventure. The feeling is real. Experience it live. Jurassic World Live Tour. Tickets on sale now, coming to Amalie Arena, January 3rd through 5th. Get your tickets today at JurassicWorldLiveTour.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we're back for the pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. It is now time. We just had David Feldman on in the last hour. It's now the official BKFC segment. Let's welcome to the program as he gets ready for his inaugural BKFC fight down there in Miami. We talked to David about it, and that would be Hector Lombard. Hector, how are you?
I'm good, Mike. How's it going, Mike?
We appreciate your time. Before we talk about the BKFC fight and your involvement with that, talk to us a little bit about last Thursday, the Quintet Ultra, and how much fun it was for you to participate in that.
I mean, it was great. I haven't been inbound again for quite a bit, but you know, like it's good to be back and see the MMA people and Dan and I and the people in the UFC and everybody.
It was a lot of fun to watch, and I said this to start the show, Hector, and I'm going to probably get you know, a lot of grief for it. I was looking forward to that event Thursday just as much, if not more, than the actual fights on Saturday. It was a lot of fun to watch, and of course, all the names involved. And it's a competition, and I know that you guys took that seriously as well.
Yeah. You know, it's funny that I haven't done BJJ for a bit, but it turned up good.
You said that you haven't done it in a while.
I haven't done BJJ in a while. I've been out, like I was telling you, but I couldn't say no to the opportunity to compete, make extra cash, and be in Vegas. You know what I mean?
How quick was your submission? Wasn't it like 20 some seconds?
Yeah, I still believe that I won the submission, the quickest submission of the night.
Right.
For my
and. I can't imagine how quick that submission would have been if you have been doing some BJJ lately, if you had that without doing it. It was definitely impressive.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Let's talk about middle of February down there in Miami, in your backyard at the Miami Beach Convention Center. BKFC, what'd you say, Matt? It's 10?
Number 10.
Talk about that, your preparation, you know, and what you're going to be doing different, if anything, to get prepared for that event over some of the events in the past.
Yeah, I've been training with new gym, new people, younger fighters, Cuban coaches. I mean, everything has been great so far.
What do you know about Joe Riggs, or does it not even matter? It doesn't matter what Joe Riggs is going to bring to the fight.
Oh, definitely. You know, I'm back to be me, and I had no respect for him, so. I'm coming to mess this dude up, to be honest there.
Right.
And I fucked him up, and that's the end of the story.
How much easier have you thought of this, you know, in your mind mentally, that, you know, it's straight striking? I mean, there is no jiu-jitsu. There is no ground game. There is no kickboxing. You know, how much easier is this going to be, not only to prepare for, but to actually fight with it just being really strikes?
I mean, you can never say easier. But I know it's gonna be a more simple to prepare for. It will be striking. When you prepare for MMA, it's a lot more complicated because you have to kind of like train so many different areas. You know what I mean? But I like striking. I always being a striker, and I like to punch, and you know, that's what we're gonna be doing.
Good stuff! I cannot wait. It's right around the corner. A lot of things going on in Miami. Super Bowl obviously coming up, and then BKFC 10, your main event. Hector Lombard taking on Joe Riggs. Hector, thank you for your time. We're gonna put you on hold to get your address so we can send you some Ape Man Strong swag for coming on the show today.
Oh, I appreciate you, man. Thank you. And before I leave, I want to give a shout out to the Latino community and Miami. And they already asking me for tickets, so I have to reach out to Dave Feldman, and I need to find a way to get tickets to my friends before it gets crazy.
I'm sure if anybody can help, it would be Dave Feldman.
Oh yeah, you bet. Thank you.
Good stuff, Hector. I will see you down there at the event in February. Thank you very much. Happy holidays.
Likewise.
All right, we're going to put Hector on hold. We're going to hook him up with some Ape Man Strong. And that submission was sick. I mean, it was quick. It was sick. It was him and Sean O'Malley. It had to be close because the quickest submission got a bonus.
Right.
What?
No, it's the updates.
Good for you. Good.
I'm in the know.
Good. Gotta tell everybody, don't keep this personal.
So it's breaking news, according to PMQ Pizza Magazine, that Dave Portnoy, and you know Dave and I have a long-standing hate relationship.
You and Dave don't have you do. Right. Yeah. Dave doesn't know you from Adam.
Yeah, he does. He blocked me on all social media.
He doesn't know who you are.
I'm no longer allowed to watch anything that has anything.
I understand that, but Rosie O'Donnell has blocked me, and she has no idea who I am. Trust me.
He's afraid of me. He knows who I am.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And he's teaming up with the guy who stole my thunder and copied my pizza diet for Good Morning America, another knucklehead pizza guy in New York. So now, two guys that I don't like teamed up to open their own pizzeria in Manhattan.
Awesome. Well, give me the address. I want to go up there and spend some money.
Oh, I can't wait to go there. Because I know when I show up, everyone runs away.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because this is a different kind of media guy that's scared of me.
Yeah.
This guy won't fight me either.
Well, we'll set it up.
No one will take my fight.
I'll set it up.
Set up a fight.
Okay.
Make it happen.
I will make it happen. All right. Hector Lombard, main event, Joe Riggs. Looking forward to it. I will be there. You won't?
I will.
No, you won't.
Why not? Because it's Miami. I don't leave the state. I'm like Hulk Hogan.
Here's the deal. You get me a swank hotel on Miami Beach, and I'll bring you down. Well, you'll drive, but I'll bring you with me.
Skank hotel.
I didn't say skank.
What'd you say?
I said swank.
Oh.
you're an idiot. All right, let's go hit this break. When we come back, we'll talk a little college football, the bowl game right around the corner. It is my favorite bowl game. It is more important than the top four. Who cares about the other stuff? It's the Outback Bowl, baby, and that's all that matters. Mike Schultze, when we return, Auburn versus Minnesota. Will Brock Lesnar be there? Will Styles G. White be there? Will Bo Jackson be there?
Will the Naked Pizza Man be there?
No. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Monster Jam! This is power! This is precision! This is passion! This is Monster Jam! See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Who's gonna win Outback Bowl 2020? The SEC's outstanding Auburn Tigers with dynamic head coach Gus Malzahn. Or the Big Ten's powerful Minnesota Golden Gophers with aggressive coach P.J. Fleck. Do not miss the first-time matchup of these highly ranked teams. Big Ten versus SEC. This is gonna be great. Be there. Raymond James Stadium, New Year's Day. Ticketmaster. Killer gift idea.
Jurassic World Live Tour. 65 million years in the making. Jurassic World dinosaurs come to life in an epic adventure. The feeling is real. Experience it live. Jurassic World Live Tour. Tickets on sale now, coming to Amalie Arena, January 3rd through 5th. Get your tickets today at JurassicWorldLiveTour.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Reggie Bush, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Torta Pizza here, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, Hector Lombard, main event down there in Miami. A lot of stuff we've talked about, a lot of stuff to get to right now. It's right around the corner. I cannot believe it's almost January 1, 2020, which means it's almost time for the Outback Bowl. Let's welcome back to the program, Mike Schulze. Mike, how are you?
Doing great, Randy. How's everything going with you?
Things are good. Another great game. Two names, Auburn, Minnesota. I guess Brock Lesnar and Bo Jackson on the 50-yard line, right?
I'll tell you what, this is a really good matchup this year. We've got two really strong teams. Once again, I mean, we've been very fortunate. And, of course, you know, when you're affiliated with the SEC and the Big Ten, there's so many good teams in those leagues. You know, you're always going to have a chance to get some good programs in here. But these guys they've never met on the gridiron before, which is very unique. But they both are very strong teams. You know, Minnesota was one of the top teams in the Big Ten this year, knocked off an undefeated Penn State late in the season. You know, Auburn's, of course, coming in here off of the number one toughest schedule in the country, finishing it off beating Alabama at the end of the season. So they're both coming in with some real good momentum. They're really strong programs, and they're looking forward to squaring off against each other on New Year's Day.
You know, that's some of the info that I'd like, and I was going to ask you to talk about the two teams, like fans that are not Auburn fans and fans that are not Minnesota fans, but you pretty much just hit the nail on the head. These are two great organizations. They've had a great year, obviously big names. When was the last time, was Minnesota even here before?
No, this is the first time for Minnesota to be in our bowl game, and they've really had a phenomenal season, sort of a historic season for them. You know, a lot of people don't know Minnesota has won seven national championships. Okay, they were a long time ago. Is the issue, right? So right. They got a program there now, and the coach in there who's just about as most energetic coach you can imagine. That's really come in there and turned some things around, and really with the goal to bring them back to the prominence that they used to have way back when. And you know, and he's doing it very quickly. This is his third year there. They won 10 regular season games. They're 10-2, ranked in the top 15 in the country. They've got a heck of a program. They were 9-0 at one point this season, so they're a good strong program. They've really bought into what this coach BJ Fleck has done there. If anybody can move them into the level of contention in the top of the Big Ten pecking order, I think he can do it.
You know, we talk year in and year out about the Outback Bowl, about getting tickets for the holidays before the teams are announced so you can get some of the better seats. The teams have now been announced. I know there's still some seats left, but what else is going on? And we talk about this as well, that fans can get involved in and maybe catch a glimpse of a player or two.
Well, there's a lot of fun events, of course, throughout the week, as you know. I mean, we will bring the teams in the day after Christmas. They'll start the next day on the 27th. We'll have both teams down at Splitsville Friday evening, where they'll go down and have some fun down there. On Saturday, the 28th, they're going to be out at Busch Gardens late afternoon, just having some fun out there. On Sunday night, the 29th, they're going to the Lightning game against Detroit, I believe they're playing. And then on Monday, they're going to be at Beach Day out at Clearwater Beach. So they're going to be all over town. The fans are going to be everywhere. There's going to be tens of thousands of fans from all over the country that are down here producing a great, economic impact for the community. And that's really what, a big part of what this is all about, Randy, as you know. I mean, we're in place here to create a tremendous economic impact on the community, over $1 billion over our history. you know, showcasing the community nationally, internationally, you know, generating lots of money for the schools. We paid the schools $155 million over our history. And you know, that all those things enable us to do additional things in the community, like our charitable giving initiative, which we've touched about 110 different organizations in the marketplace over the last few years, donating over $1.5 million just in the last few years. So all these things, you know, happen because we're able to bring in these national rank, these high prestige programs to play on New Year's Day. And so it's a great time. It's a great opportunity to see some of the best college football in the country. And at the same time, you know, it's just great for the community all the way around.
You know, the Outback Bowl, everybody knows the game is January 1st. They know the time. They know the station. They know how that they can watch it on TV or get tickets to come out. It's those other events that you briefly touched on that I enjoy as well, seeing the players out there having a good time. You know, they're here. It's a job for them come the 1st. But I enjoy watching them go into Busch Gardens, go into the hockey game, and just laughing and having a good time and not thinking about school, not thinking about the upcoming game. And then, of course, it's game time on the 1st. So it all blends in together for an absolutely awesome week.
Yeah, it really does, Randy. I mean, and you know, you've been up close, you know, a lot of those interactions with the players and so forth. You know, they're, you know, these guys are, you know, they're 18 to 22 year old kids, and you know, at the end of it, right? And they you know, like to go to theme parks. They like to go do fun things and go to the beach. You know, the friendships they make, even, you know, be among, you know, players from different teams. I mean, I've seen friendships come out of these types of events. You know, where some of the players are, you know, they go into the hospital and, you know, visiting the kids at the hospital, and then they're going to another event where both teams are there together. And these guys start connecting with each other, you know, across the line, so to speak, you know, sure, team to team and so forth, and become, you know, good friends. Because one day some of these, you know, guys might be playing together in the NFL and so forth. And so it is fun to see how much fun, you know, these guys have, you know, in their memorable bowl experience that they take back from this bowl game. It's not just about the football, but of course, at the end of the day, you know, these guys are really talented football players, and they go at it, you know, on New Year's Day. And as you know, we've produced some phenomenal games here, and I think part of that is the fact that, you know, it's Big Ten versus SEC. You know, we get teams that are, you know, at the upper end of these conferences and the college football in general, and these guys are really talented programs that come in here, and so they know that how important it is to win that bowl game, you know, to win the Outback Bowl championship, and so they come ready to play, and you know, and you've been on the sidelines during our game, you know, there's some hard hitting out there. These guys are going full speed. These guys are not down here just to have fun. So they're able to, you know, flip the switch after a few days of you know, fun events during the community, and focus on game day because they know how important it is to beat the guys on the other side of the line.
And let's take it one step further real quick. And you said that some of these guys will be playing together or against each other in the NFL, and facts are facts, a lot of them won't. And this is going to be their last football game. They want to go out on a victory. They don't want to go out and remember my last game, the Outback Bowl, we didn't go out and win the game. So there's a lot on the line for everybody.
Well, exactly. I mean, that's very true. I mean, you know, most of these guys won't go. I mean, we have a lot of players that have gone to the NFL, but like you sure. said, the majority don't, and this is their last opportunity. And even if it isn't, you know, the NFL is a different animal, as you know. I mean, and, you know, there's guys, you know, we see people in the players in the NFL who used to play in our bowl game years ago, and they still talk about, you know, the experience they had, you know, playing in their bowl games, because it was just a different environment, you know, the camaraderie and playing for your university and that kind of thing. So they, you know, whether, you know, they're junior, senior, or whatever, if this is their last game, if they're going to the NFL or they're just going to go work in a normal job somewhere, at the end of it all, you know, they want to finish their college career, you know, with making a statement, you know, leaving it on the field, having a big win against a big name opponent. And I think that's why, as I mentioned before, I think that's why we have so many really, really good games in our bowl, because, you know, these guys that come in here to play in our game, you know, they're coming in here to win a football game, and they're great talents. I mean, these teams. I mean, both Minnesota and Auburn each have a first team All American on defense. You know, on their programs. I mean, Minnesota's top two wide receivers were both first team Big Ten this year, all Big Ten. It's the first time in the history of the Big Ten Conference that both wide receivers on the first team of offense in the conference were from the same team. I mean, for one team to have wow. both of those spots in the on the first team All Big Ten team. So you know, there's a lot of talent in these programs. Just like last year, you know, we had Mississippi State and Iowa last year. There were five first round picks last year in the NFL that played in our game last year.
And that's
just from the seniors.
Sure, and that's what I love, and I know you and I have talked about it. You know, when we talk to, you know, fans that went 3 years ago, 6 years ago, whatever, and they're like, you know, I remember seeing, you know, Clowney. I remember seeing Drew Brees. I remember, and to me that's even, you know, cooler, you know, that they reminisce back to some of the talent that has been out there. And you mentioned the atmosphere. There is no better atmosphere than a college football game, and there is no better college football atmosphere than the Outback Bowl, just the bands, and just as you walk around, you just get a different feeling than a regular football game.
Yeah, and it's like you said, and everybody's all the way too. I mean, even, you know, it's a different experience than what you typically are going to find, certainly here in Tampa, in regards to going to a game where you have two college teams in there that are really going after their high level teams, and you know, with their bands and the cheerleaders and all the hoopla around a New Year's Day bowl game kind of thing. And, you know, and it's just a different level of excitement. And everybody from the bands to the players all elevate themselves, you know, to that level, right? And sort of notch it up one more notch. So it's really been a fabulous experience, you know, from my perspective, you know, seeing the different teams come in here and with their traditions and all that. These teams have all been playing football for 120, 130 years. I mean, they bring that tradition with them, whether it's from the fans' traditions, the school's traditions, the teams themselves. You know, you can see that they are carrying all that with them. They're carrying all the former teams with them when they go out on the field, and that pride. And so, you know, again, I keep going back to it, but people say, how do you guys always have such good games? It's like, I think when you see the players that are here and their intensity of how important it is to win this game and to be, you know, for that Big Ten team to beat an SEC team, you know, right. or vice versa, or a Minnesota who's having just a historic year to cap it off with a win against an Auburn, you know, how much is that going to mean for them, you know, for Auburn to have yet another 10-win season after beginning the season with the toughest schedule in college football. And then, you know, and then to cap it off with a bowl win and a 10 wins season, you know, facing the toughest competition in college football. I mean, this means so much to these guys, and they bring it. And so, you know, it's a real experience to watch these teams go at it, you know, in our game every year, and it usually doesn't disappoint. I'll tell you that.
Absolutely. I agree with you. I told you last time we had you on, I postponed my Vegas trip. I leave on the 2nd because I would not and will not miss this game. Where can people go? Where can they go purchase tickets so they can join me on January 1 out at Raymond James?
Best place right now is Ticketmaster. Just go to Ticketmaster.com and get your tickets there. I mean, we have seats in all different parts of the stadium available. I believe there's even club seats available. Go to the Ticketmaster.com, get your tickets. We're only two weeks away from today. It's crazy.
I know.
The time is flying by here, but, I'll tell you what, this is a great, you know, I've still got some Christmas shopping to do. I know, you know, and if, somebody's looking for something to get, their friend and they're a college football fan, I'll tell you what, make it easy on yourself. Just hit the computer. A few buttons, get you some Outback Bowl tickets for them. It will not disappoint. They will have a great time, and you don't have to even go out and drive into traffic or go to the malls.
I was just going to say that about traffic. Absolutely. Mike, thank you very much for your time. We're going to put you on hold so I can get your address. We're going to send you a care package from Ape Man Strong for giving me a couple minutes, and I'll see you 2 weeks from today out at Raymond James.
That sounds great. Thanks, Randy. Everybody have a great holiday.
Yeah, you as well. Mike Schulze, everyone, from the Outback Bowl. It is right around the corner. We will have a pair of tickets to give away. Follow me on Twitter at Knockout Radio. We will do it through there. You can find out how to register. It's easy peasy, whatever the whole statement is. All right, let's go hit our final break of the afternoon. When we come back, the James Krause. He was involved in the Quintet Ultra as well. We'll talk to him. A little controversy as well happened last Thursday, and we'll talk about that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tubby Checker, right here talking sports with Randy Harris.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Monster Jam! This is power! This is precision! This is passion! This is Monster Jam. See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Who's going to win Outback Bowl 2020? The SEC's outstanding Auburn Tigers with dynamic head coach Gus Malzahn. Or the Big Ten's powerful Minnesota Golden Gophers with aggressive coach PJ Fleck. Do not miss the first time matchup of these highly ranked teams. Big Ten versus SEC. This is gonna be great. Be there, Raymond James Stadium, New Year's Day. Ticketmaster, killer gift idea.
Jurassic World Live Tour. 65 million years in the making. Jurassic World dinosaurs come to life in an epic adventure. The feeling is real. Experience it live. Jurassic World Live Tour. Tickets on sale now. Coming to Amalie Arena, January 3rd through 5th. Get your tickets today at JurassicWorldLiveTour.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hi, this is Baseball Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back. Final segment of 2019. It's hard to believe we will not have a show for the next 2 weeks. We'll be off. But let's go back in time. And I've said it for the past 2 weeks that I was looking forward to the Thursday event just as much, if not more, than the actual fight. Let's welcome back to the program. It's been a while since the James Krause has been on the show. He was involved on Thursday. I got to touch base with him. James, how are you? James, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry, you cut out just for like 2 seconds.
No problem. First and foremost, let's talk about last Thursday. How much fun was it to participate in that? Because like I've said all week long, I was looking forward to and enjoyed that as much as, if not more than, the actual fights on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was I had a blast, man. I think it was like it was great on multiple levels for me specifically, but just the event as a whole was pretty incredible, you know, because we got to see a lot of guys that haven't competed in a long time. And for me, one of the things that I liked about it was MMA fighters grappling, because, you know, like the guys, the Gordon Ryans, the Craig Joneses, like those guys are doing one discipline all day, every day. So it's really difficult for guys like me to be able to keep up with that. You know, they're the best in the world at grappling, but we're doing boxing, wrestling, kickboxing, jiu-jitsu, judo, traditional martial arts, whatever it is. We're doing so many different disciplines, and it's like we can't focus on one thing. So it was really cool to be able to compete against other MMA fighters. And, you know, I felt like that was a really neat concept behind it. And then also we got to see people that haven't competed in quite some time. So it was a really unique concept. I enjoyed it. I would definitely go back and do it again anytime.
What do you think needs to be done, A, for this to explode, to take off and have this on a regular or semi-regular, you know, monthly, whatever, and as well as touch base on, and you briefly just did, you know, so many of the novice MMA fans or the new fans that are starting to enjoy the sport that we both love, they don't really realize that you guys can do this. They're so used to stand-up fights and everybody saying, you know, I just want to bang, I don't want to go to the ground, and this shows what you guys can all do mixed martial arts wise.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like for me, I feel like the casual UFC fan would classify me as a striker just because, I mean, right, that's pretty much what I do in fights, you know, especially my last couple coming off two knockout wins. So, yeah, I mean, but I come from a grappling background. I'm a first degree black belt in jiu-jitsu, so I've been grappling for a long time, and it's really cool to be able to, you know, show those specific skills, and kind of show everybody else. But man, I honestly feel like I got more notoriety from the general public and more so from like other fighters than I have from a fight. You know, I'm coming off of a clean knockout a few weeks ago, and I got more props from the grappling than I did from the knockout. So it was pretty cool, man. I was really happy to be a part of that.
To answer your question,
like more consistently, I think just having the show, you know, and getting that word out there, and the UFC is backing it. They're, you know, they're putting a lot of money into that. So I think just doing more of them is going to be all it needs to get the steam, you know, to pick up.
Talk about for a second. We are talking to the James Krause. Been on the show before. Awesome to have you back on. How were the teams put together? You know, who decided? I know that there was captains per se, but you know, who decided? How did you come up with these are going to be the other four guys that are going to compete?
Well, I think Fight Pass had a lot to do with it, and then Quintet in itself, you know, they lobbied to other fighters within the organizations. You know, the fighters didn't actually pick, from what I understand. You know, I was approached by people within the Quintet organization to do it. So I don't think the captains or the fighters had anything to do with it. I think it was kind of put together by Fight Pass and by Quintet.
You know, and I want to stress that I got to say most, I don't know every single one, but most of the guys that participated took this serious. They cared. Eve Edwards is one of my closest friends, and I cannot tell you how upset he was when he didn't win his match. And I think that says a lot, too, that this is a competition. This isn't let's just go out and have a good time. You know, there was some serious things on the line there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like, it was like at weigh-ins and stuff like that, everybody was like fun and games. And it was funny because when I walked into the venue the day of the competition, the first thing Chad Mendez says to me, he goes, dude, you look focused. And I said, I hate losing, man. I'm not here to lose. I'm here to win. And so it, for me, I take it very serious. You know, my name's on the line. And if not, I'm a competitor, man. I don't like to lose at checkers, let alone, you know, my realm, my sport. So,
sure.
Yeah, I think everybody, for the most part, I feel like everybody took it fairly serious, you know, and the ones that didn't, I think it showed.
Sure. What's next for you? I know UFC is coming to Virginia. I believe Norfolk. I know you were born basically in that area. Are you going to be on that card, or what's next for you?
No, I'm actually, I have a fighter on that card, so I won't be on that card, but I will be there. I will be coaching. and I'm super stoked to be there. But I'm just gonna get through the new year right now and have fun with the holidays, all that good stuff, and do my thing, I guess.
Take it from there. James, as always, sir, thank you very much for your time. We're going to put you on hold so we can get your address to send you out some 8-Man Strong for coming on today.
Oh, appreciate it.
Take care. That is the James Krause. I told you, it was a kick-ass event. I really thoroughly enjoyed it. I sat back there, and I didn't leave.
How many have you been to? You've been to several before,
well, this
right?
is the second one that, second. That I've been to. I okay. watched the one which wasn't, quintet. I went to the first one, and I'll tell you what, that Gordon Ryan dude, it's you need to watch it. I know it's still on Fight Pass.
Sure.
You can watch it again. It was just sick. The whole gimmick, that's a you kind of gimmick thing with the robe and the crown. But you got to perform if you're going to go do like that.
Yeah, you can't be a gimmick if you're not the real deal.
And, well, you have a gimmick, and you're not the real deal.
I'm 100% real.
That's why we got rid of the gimmick.
Because I got talent. I don't need the gimmick.
I wouldn't say that. God, you're such a knucklehead. No shows for the next 2 weeks.
I know. At the end of the decade. I mean, looking back, is there a fight that you can recall in the past 10 years that is that one fight for you? I mean, was it Chuck Tito? Was there one fight that you can remember as like, yes, that one I can recall every moment? Or
I don't know if it's fair to say one, because okay. I think there's like three or four.
Okay.
The same three or four always comes, to my mind. Ross Baines, the artist who, I was fortunate enough to obtain my Rocky Balboa painting and the print of him and Ivan Drago.
Sure.
Said that he was going to do some iconic fights. And the first one that really came to my mind, and because I was just with Frank Trigg and talking bare knuckle FC with Frank Trigg, one of the first three that I would ever think of is always the Trigg Matt Hughes. Always.
Sure.
The emotions of first it's oh no Matt and then it's oh no Frank. I would put that up in one of the most epic fights I've ever attended. I think it was Vandalay Chuck Liddell, which was the only fight that I can think of that I took my credential off and sat in Brad Penny's second row seats and enjoyed the fight.
Wow.
Because I look at it differently. When I have that credential on, and you know this,
right?
I don't necessarily enjoy the fight. I'm watching the fight.
Right, it's all business.
But watching that epic, I'll remember that one. I'm sure I'm forgetting one or two, but they're the two that kind of stick out the most.
Sure.
We can say the Anderson Silva. I mean.
And how far, for 10 years, how far has the sport come? I mean, obviously we know it just merged with ESPN this year. The end of the decade, how big do you think it can get from 2020 to 2030?
I don't think I think it's at its peak.
Really?
To be honest, I truly do. I think it's massive. I don't think it's as big as a lot of people think it is. I don't know how it can get in. How can it get any bigger? Answer me that. I mean, it's on ESPN. Granted, it's on ESPN Plus that people still don't know how to get to.
Right. You can't find the fights.
My brother called me.
There's like four ESPN channels.
He goes, A, should I order it? And B, how do I get it?
Right.
And right. I've never ordered it because I'm always there. So I'm asking the PR people. And they're like, oh, just go to your smart TV. But, maybe get off ESPN Plus, which I don't think it will because the deal and the money and all that kind of stuff. But how much bigger can it get? Now, I think another organization is going to get bigger. I'm not saying BKFC is going to get as big as the UFC. I'm not saying that. I'm saying BKFC can get bigger than it is now.
Right.
I don't know if the UFC can get any bigger than it. Can the NFL get any bigger than it is now?
I doubt it.
No, it can't.
Because you have feeder programs of kids going all the way up into the league.
The NFL cannot get any bigger than it is right now.
But when does combat sport, what year does combat sport become acceptable at restaurants and bars as
never
acceptable for
never.
Viewing?
Never.
Because I try to watch some of these fights at some of these local restaurants, yeah. Glory Days and others, and they say it's not appropriate for our patrons to watch this barbaric sport.
I don't think that the people that are against will ever change. Now, granted, ESPN was against MMA because they were in bed with boxing.
Sure.
So don't ever say never, never, never.
Right.
But, you're always going to have that parent. No, I don't want my son watching. I don't want my daughter watching. I'm not going to this. So it's always going to have that stigma. I believe it always will. But Dana White has always said, put a Super Bowl on one corner, put a Stanley Cup Finals on another, put a NASCAR. Well, NASCAR is a bad example because people are rooting for wrecks.
Right.
Put a golf and put a fist fight. And what are people? More people are going to watch the fist fight. It's just human nature.
Sure.
It is what it is. I want to thank everybody for an outstanding 2019. It's been a great time. We're looking for, you know, with the sale that you just had, we're looking at doing some pretty big things in 2020.
Big time.
I cannot wait. Hit me up if you have any suggestions, if you want to come on board. We have some interesting things we'd like some people involved in. New equipment, new networks, live from Radio Row with the Super Bowl, a lot of good, cool stuff. So if you want to have more info, if you want to get involved, hit me up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
See everybody next year. And as always, thank you, 8-Man Strong. We couldn't do it without you. Thank you, Staff Zone. Without the two of you, we're just Matt McClellan. See everybody next year.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.